Hello, I'm Gary Ropey. Welcome to this call to worship as we consider ways that we clearly can know God's will.
Just
Father, we know that you alone are God. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The all-wise God. We trust that you know what's best for us. And Heavenly Father, as we seek to know your will, help us to get to know you better. And just as my children, who know me well, know what I want for them, as we get to know you through your word, we will see things through, as it were, your eyes. We'll know what you want for us. And as the psalmist David stated, Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You will be our guide, revealing the best pathway for our life. Lord, we pray for wisdom. And we know your word states that you will give it to us. You're a loving Father, and you know our hearts. Lord, we commit our ways to you. We trust in you, and we know that you will bring it to pass. Help us to learn more about your will during today's call to worship.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey.
Listening to A Call to Worship.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship. As we study the ways that God makes His will clear to us, I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you are led. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You will find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. And if you miss a portion of today's program, you are able to listen to this program as well as other past programs right there on our website. The website address, again, is calltoworship.us. As you know, our goal is to be used of God to assist you as you grow in grace and the knowledge of the Holy One. As Call to Worship has covered so many topics over the years, we continue to be sensitive to the needs of you, our audience. Would you please consider investing just a few moments to let us know a topic that you would like to hear about? Just let us know by mail, through our Facebook page, or use our website. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you, and thank you for your continued prayers for this ministry.
Ever only all for Jesus by his word. We are seated at his table, partaking of his love. Children of his kingdom, purchased by his blood. Like a shepherd he leads us, like a father.
This is your call to worship.
Shepherd leads.
Knowing God's will can be really intimidating when you think of how awesome God is as the creator of the universe, the beginning and the end, the all-knowing God. How in the world can we know His will for our lives? Well, He knows our frame. He knows how feeble and weak we are. And we know He knows that there's no way we can understand His ways, infinitely high above our ways. But as the psalmist David said, my times are in your hand. Our times are in God's hand, and we can trust Him for that. In Proverbs 16, reminds us that we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Can't tell you how many times I have planned my way and done my best to stick with that plan, only to find that God had something better in mind. Well, in Psalm 119, we're reminded that His Word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Make your way straight before my face, David says in Psalms 5. In Proverbs, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. We can trust Him. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Psalms 37. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all that you do, and He will show you which path to take. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, probably my favorite passage when it comes to knowing God's will. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding, but God in no way is saying don't use the brain that He's given you. Seek His will in everything, and He will direct your paths. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 21. And, of course, a passage very familiar to all of us, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. He knows that we need wisdom and direction in our lives, found in Matthew 6. Cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you, 1 Peter 5. And Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans for good and not for disaster, plans to give you a future and a hope. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that's blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they're unstable in everything they do. So says the book of James, chapter 1. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Psalms 32. Matthew 7, and also in Luke 11, Christ Himself said to keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. And folks, when in doubt, just look up the verses where it plainly tells us this is God's will. Here are six examples. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. 1 Thessalonians 4:3, God's will is for you to be holy, so stay away from all sexual sin. Hebrews 10 repeats the same concept, for God's will was for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. Hebrews 10:36, patient endurance is what you need now, so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that He has promised. And finally, 1 Peter 2:15, it is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you. In 2 Peter chapter 3, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Clearly, God's will includes the fact that all should understand the good news of the gospel, repent, and turn to Christ as Savior and Lord.
Not just to hear your voice, but to willingly
Knowing God has been our topic on this Call to Worship program. Thank you for joining us. It's been my prayer that this program is helpful to you and that you've learned more about determining God's will for your life. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And of course, you're invited to stop by our Facebook page or visit our website. Website address is calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior.
Thank you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
I surrender.
Holy and pleasing to you, my Lord, for I know that this is my spiritual act of worship. And I don't want to be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but let me be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Then I'll be able to test and approve what your will for my life.
Cleanse me right now. I surrender.